Most of the testimony centered on a few main concerns: teacher retention, the addition of administrative roles, and the reduction of food staff. Annie Shade voiced some of those concerns.
My main concern is with the guidance counselor positions and moving those to assistant principal positions. One thing that does is change sort of a helpful position into kind of a punitive position, at least in the eyes of the students. My second concern is with the science positions. I think it was 3 years ago we had 4 science teachers, and we're looking at 2 in the fall. I'm concerned about how that's going to work.
After listening to testimony, the school board unanimously passed the budget. Kim Williams and several others in the audience expressed disappointment that the school board passed the budget without any of the requested amendments.
I mean, I feel like there's smoke and mirrors by this board, because in fact what you have adopted is this budget that has been presented to you. And sure, you can give the public a lot of assurances that you are going to change this, but you have adopted it based on what is presented in this document.
Chris Napoli explained that although the school board has now approved the dollar value of the budget, the content itself is likely to change.
Our priorities are instruction. The budget does change. There's specific areas that we want more information on for our April 24th meeting. There's no smoking mirrors. So, as people have been involved in this process, they know you're never locked in. A budget always changes, so I'll put my word on that one.
The school board agreed that it would further discuss the budget's added administrative positions and the reduced food staff at next Monday's meeting. The city traditionally has contributed $1.3 million to the school district annually, and the school budget is scheduled to go before the city in a workshop on May 4th. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.